Black Friday at BJ's Wholesale Club is so big, we called in the expert at paying less around the holidays.
Scrooge here. Past, present, or future, it's hard to beat the Black Friday deals at BJ's. Believe me, I've tried. Get 25% off select toys, 30% off select small appliances, and 45% off select TVs through December 1st. Plus, doorbuster deals Thanksgiving weekend. These prices are so good they even rattled old Marley's chain. Ah, humbug. Sorry, old habit.
Visit bjs.com/Black Friday for holiday savings.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
A public petition is calling for a mandatory singing of the national anthem and raising of the Irish flag in schools. Marini Cronin is is a native Irish speaker and an Irish content creator. Mara Madma. Tell us about this, because at the moment some children learn it but they don't really sing it on a regular basis, and the Irish flag is far less likely to be seen than the green flag. So what are we doing wrong, Varda?
You know what? I think there's just this assumption in schools that the national anthem is being taught, and it's only kind of when people are realising now, they're like, oh my gosh, it's actually not part of a curriculum and it's not being taught. And not that it needs to be taught every day, but it is very, very important for people in Ireland, the Irish. Like, it's important for us in Ireland to have a collective song that we can sing like Yéile and not leave it to na Gael Scolana and, you know, assume that other schools are like off the hook, they're grand, you know. And I think it depends on the teacher now, it depends on the principal, and that shouldn't be the case. It should be very uniform in a sense that everyone knows how to sing Oireann na mBian, understands what it means, and then they can sing it confidently with pride. And that's very, very important, that we have a collective song, Le Chéile, especially at big events. You know, that we can all sing it Le Chéile and we're not, you know, mumbling towards the end, as we all see in Croke Park, do you know?
Yeah, to the GAA's credit and to the FAI's credit, I can't speak for the IRFU because I haven't been at a match in recent times, they do put the words on the screen, which helps people like me, that I will give a version of it, but would it be the correct pronunciation? Probably not.
Do you know what? And this is another thing that, like, no harm. Once you're singing it, that's what matters. You know, you have your own version of it. No panic. But you know what? You are right. The FAI and Croke Park and the GAA, like, they're great to have the lyrics up there, you know, and then at least people can sing along. They have the lyrics on screen. Like, that's fantastic. So they're really meeting people where they're at, which shows that there is a huge need for people to learn Oireann na mBian. And it's kind of one of those things that once you learn it, you have it for life. So it's not like it's going to be part of a daily curriculum. It might be, I don't know, do you know, but like, once you have it, you have it, and then it never leaves you, which is great.
Yeah. Interestingly, David Gort is listening. He says, I think the national anthem should return to the inside cover of every copybook in school again, surrounded by the outline of Ireland. I do remember that, Dave. I'm not sure, Marta, if you're old enough to remember that, but it was a good way of kind of making sure that you had the lyrics in front of you on a regular basis. If it's not being taught in schools, we're missing a trick.
Do you know what? We are. And like, I feel like it's very easy to look at other nations being like, they definitely, and I'm assuming here, like they definitely know their French anthem, they definitely know their German anthem, and their, as you pick any nation, they probably know their anthem. Whereas here in Ireland, I think a lot of us, and I'm being very general here, I think a lot of us don't, or if we do know it, we mightn't actually know what it means either. Like, Sinn is Fianna Fáil, we are warriors of Ireland. Like, that's very old Irish. You know, people might know it, you know, people might translate that now to Smuidze, Sides in the Hayden. That's more, you know, connected to, you know, modern day Irish, whereas Sinn is Fianna Fáil is very old Irish, which is beautiful. I'm not saying to change it.
Yeah.
But I think that we also need to go back and translate.
They don't know,
they
don't know the English version of it either, which is the challenge. Maura, one other thing on the flags. You're talking about raising the flag in school. The flag has been misappropriated. I think a lot of people will agree with that in recent times by a certain element in the community. If we put it back to the schools, our wonderful, beautiful, multicultural schools around the island of Ireland, would that be a good way of reclaiming that flag?
I think so, because you know what? Like, she's everyone's flag, and the same as Oireann na mBian, and same as Gaeilge, like, she's everyone's language. You don't have to have a particular passport. You don't have to speak a particular language at home for the Irish flag to be yours. Like, if you're an active citizen, once you're here, you're in. And like, as the Irish nation, like, we were and still are, I suppose, such an emigrating nation. Like, we built London. Like, you know, we're used to emigrating, and now people are emigrating here. So like, the least we can do is share our song, share our flag with others. And that is what it means to be Irish.
All right. Máire Ní Chuireann, thank you very much. Gairmíle maga, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98, because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.